for myself, having lived with Ajahn Chah, that was, you know, his ability to, because he was saw so clearly, and that you know, he was just incredibly compassionate, and compassion is the wish to alleviate the suffering of others. And, you know, sometimes he could be pretty tough with his compassion. But, you know, I never ever felt that he was following some kind of fleeting mood or some bias in some way. It was always, there's always rooted in Dhamma. Or there's a teacher who many people will know, Ajahn Mahabua, Thai teacher who's, I mean, he's passed away now, but highly regarded and revered as one of the, say, the great arahants of the age. And his affect in the world, and he used to sort of say that about himself, so yeah, I'm kind of coarse, kind of rough around the edges. And Ajahn Mun used to really give me a bad time because I was not very refined. And he was asked at one point, what is the mind of an arahant like? And his answer was only compassion. Only compassion. It was really, so that sense of, that absorbing of that truth, even the sasana will pass away. You know, doesn't lead to a sense of dismay. It leads to wonder. It leads to a motivation of how can I help others? Human beings are incredibly adept at finding new and fantastic ways of suffering. So how to help and how to rely on these fundamental truths. Anicca, of course, being the doorway, but anicca, dukkha, anatta, these are tools that we rely on for transforming the heart.